Basically covers the whole thing. It's not a very one similar in the Shulchan. Reish, Ayin, Gimel. Okay, it's a similar. As in, once we've got all these basics, it'll take us probably two more shiurim or something like that. Okay? Fine. So, if you the very bottom of the first page in the Gemara, it says, the third last line of it says the word oyster. Yeah, everyone got it? Okay.
What line?
Third last line.
Ah, last line.
Okay, right at the end, the last word, it says oysam.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, am I there? Okay, uh-huh. So it says, oysam b'nei Adam, she kids with b'nei Knesset. Those people who make kiddush in the base of Knesset, so, okay, we're going to see, if, at least as far as I know, in Eretz is not the midnight, and in Chutzar, in many places, I know my parents' shul, on Friday night, they make kiddush in shul.
You know why, right?
We're going to see now. This is the Gemara, okay? So yeah, so we're not necessarily so familiar with it, but the mind that it is still a minhag in many places.
Yeah,
okay.
Right, every place.
The whole
Kutsaris? Orthodox, right.
It could be. I don't. I'm not.
And who doesn't do it, you don't like it. Okay.
Of course, I only really have experience with the Yeti Shul and that, so they do it.
You need to
do
that first.
Okay. Fine. And so the third last line. Okay. So again, Adam Shekitchu Beit HaKnesset. Those people that make Kiddush in the Beit HaKnesset. Okay, so what's their status? So the Gemara is actually going to be done with clapping two different things. Only one will get for us, but. We'll see, there's two separate things. There's one is, let's say, so you did drink the wine, okay, now, then you're going to carry on, and, first of all, are you used to kiddush? Okay, so someone stands up in shul, he makes kiddush, he's making for everybody, you have in mind to be yotzer, he has in mind to be yotzer you, yeah, all you're doing is, he's making kiddush, could be you're not even drinking, yeah, so the makadish will drink, okay, well, it doesn't really make a difference, one child is, are you going to be going to kiddush? Okay?
Just make kiddush.
Just, yeah, without, maybe without saying, I mean, okay? Yeah? Are you going to kiddush? That's one child. Okay? The other child, which is not going to get fast, I'm just going to tell you what it is, so we don't get confused, is that, let's say that you're going to go home and you're going to have your suda at home. But during your suda, you're also going to have wine. Yeah? Do you need another bracha on the wine? So it's not connected to kiddush, because that's just, this is Hilda's brother now, right? I'm drinking wine in.
I drank wine. Nobody wants.
Right. Okay, you're saying a good point that God's going to. Yes, come to the right. Okay? So I drank a little bit of wine in shul. I drank some wine in shul. I'm going to go home. I have my suda at home by myself. Yeah? I'm washing. I'm going to have wine in the meal. Do I need to make a new broth on my wine? Okay, that's the other side. We know that if you make kiddush at home and you have wine at the beginning of the you're having wine from the kiddush, then you don't need a new bracha for the wine in the middle of the kiddush. Even you have it in mind, or at least the minhag stomach, if you have it in mind, you didn't, that's the not have in mind. Yeah, you don't need a new bracha. So here, I haven't had in mind, I'm going to drink wine during the sudah, so I need a new bracha. Okay, so those are the two sides. Okay, and again, only the wine is really what we need to focus on. Okay. So, says Rav, Amar Rav, Yedei Yayin Lo Yatsu, he says, you know what? The broth on the wine, you're not yotze, meaning for when you want to carry on drinking at home. You're not yotze. Okay?
When you're drinking when?
At home. If you want, if this lad now wants to go home, he's going to have his suda. Yeah? He's not making kiddush at home. You're going to see, because, well, okay, just hold on a second. Amarab, yedei yayin lo yotze, yedei kiddush yotze. So, I'm just going backwards. Yedei kiddush, you are yotze. Rav holds, that's fine. You make kiddush until you didn't eat the thing. You're yotze kiddush. Okay? So this guy is living by himself. Yeah? He's going home. He's making he's having his suda all by himself. He's not making kiddush at home. So he's already yotze kiddush in shul. Yeah? Okay, we're not used to it because we know you have to have a suda.
Not because you
Okay, we're going to back to the drawing board, right? According to Rav, you don't need to have a suda to be yotze kiddush.
Okay.
Okay? So, and now he washes and he has his meal and he wants to have some wine. He says, well, no. You're not using your wine. You drank wine in the shul, it's a different place. It's a shina makom. You need to make a new bracha on the wine. Okay? Right? Fine. But Shmuel Amar, carry on to the next page. Ask yedei kiddush lo yatsu. Even Kiddush, you're also not yotze. So Shmuel said, not only you're not yotze the wine, yeah, you need the bracha on the wine. So you know what? You're gonna have to make Kiddush also when you get home, even though he's eating by himself, yeah. And there's no one else to be yotze. He wasn't yotze originally, okay?
Mm-hmm. He wasn't even
yotze. Yeah, he wasn't yotze. If all that happened was he made Kiddush or he even heard Kiddush, but he didn't eat, he's not yotze.
He helped
him
two releases of wine.
Oh, okay, that's a good side. Okay, we're going to do this. Oh, okay, the exact problem we're going to do. We're going to see. That's a good.
It's
similar thing to wine and knife. It's not going to make a difference. The small down the halacha is a bit of the same.
Because I thought the kiddush
of knife
is the
race. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, but it's still yeah. Okay, we're probably going to get to just. Hold on for the moment. Okay. The mic will be saying you're not yotze. Okay. Even at least the rabbanon, you're not yotze. You have to make kiddush again. Okay? Right. Seconds, we need all that.
In this situation, you're always flashing the wiper up. Because it's acid. It's not
okay. Fine. So the one carries on. So we're saying there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel whether you are yotze. You make kiddush and shul. You didn't eat. Are you yotze or not? The one carries on. Yeah. Ela la Rav. According to Rav, what a Rav holds, he remembers. You yotze or not yotze?
What?
According to Rav, you are yotze. You yotze kiddush, not wine.
Okay. Yotze wine.
Fine. So according to Rav, lama lei beklusha bebeisde. Why does he have to make kiddush when he gets back home? He's already yotze. Apparently, everyone used to make kiddush when they got home also. So why is he making kiddush?
Yeah.
The Gemara, the first line, yeah. And a Rav, Lama Leli Kedusha Bebeisei. Why does he have to make kiddush at home? He was already yotze. So why is he making kiddush for?
Why he is not yotze?
He is yotze.
He is yotze.
So why is he making kiddush again?
Because what his wife.
Very good. Mechaber to the Gemara. Kedei Lehoyti Bana from Lebeisei. The reason why he's going to make kiddush again is to be moitzi his family, his wife, his children, whoever wasn't in church, he's going to be moitzi them at home. So that will come out someone who doesn't have he's living by himself or his whole family went to shul. There will be no reason to make kiddush again at home. That's what will come out according to Rav. Yeah. But Shmuel's got a kasha the other way around now. But wait a second. What does Shmuel tell us? That you're not yotzi in shul. So wait a second, why do you make kiddush in shul? What's the point of making kiddush in shul for? Maybe brachah l'avtala even. Yeah? Why are you making kiddush in shul? But Shmuel, I'm an kiddush of a Beit Knesset. Why do you make kiddush in shul? What's the point? The answer to the Gemara, Dafuke Orchim Edei Choy Vasta. It's to be moitzi the Orchim. Apparently that there were Orchim there. The Orchim often came to shul. And to be moitzi them. Because they would, I'm just going to read the words of the Gemara. We're going to see what Tosafot says about this through them. The achlu v'shasu v'gan of the Beit Knesset, because they would eat and drink and sleep in the Beit Knesset. So this was either their home for the at least for Shabbos. They would be eating there. Okay, we're going to see exactly what that means. Yeah, they would be eating in the shul. So fine, for them, we'll be eating fucking soon. Okay, but let me just make sure everyone's got it clear. We're saying, let's just to summarize where we're holding. We're saying, according to Rav, there's no such thing as kiddush malchus suda. You don't need to eat in the. You don't need to make kiddush in the place where you are eating. Yeah, as long as you make kiddush, you don't eat. That's fine. You don't eat the kiddush. Shmuel says in Mapeton. Yeah, we're going to see the Rashi on what the makor is. Kiddush has to be the malchus suda. So if you make kiddush in shul, you're not eating it. You're not eating. So why do you make? Why? Which way around? Shmuel, according to Shmuel, we understand why you make it at home, because you won't be able to see in the shul, but why do you make it in shul? Yeah? So that's for the orphan. They are eating there. Yeah? And according to Rav, you're already able to see in shul, so why are you making it at home? Yeah, that's to be waiting for your family. Okay?
I can probably do Shmuel.
Yeah?
And probably do Rav.
Okay?
If I will be Shmuel, I will write that you make kiddush, eat there first. It's a key phrase.
It's only because they
were. And I have the problem with Rav. Because he said, if you merit.
What was Rav said?
If you merit, then you need to do it at home.
He just said, just to be moisture at the very basis.
So why these very important conditions they didn't put in their mouth?
Okay, very good.
They should put in other case
dieses Noor,
Lachura. Right, then you shouldn't do it. But look, okay, you're right. You're right. I think there's a Rashbam. Hold this. Okay? We're just going to see a couple more lines, then we're going to see some Rashbams and Tosis, I think. Do you want me to just leave one second? The Gemara carries on here. We'll be five lines down into the middle of the line. It says, as the Shmuel time, and Shmuel is going according to his reason, which is that Amash Shmuel, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. Okay, that Shmuel holds that Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. Do you want to be eating Kiddush? You have to your Kiddush has to be made in the place where you're eating. Okay, fine. So let's just see which Rashbam. In average Sakhim, if you notice that Rashi is the very top, and then there's a Rashbam. The general thing is to use the Rashbam. Okay, the Rashbam is a bit further down. Yeah. Everyone see it? Not that far down. Okay? So if you look at the Rashbam, the first Rashbam, it says, so this was Shmuel, which says Shmuel says that even though you made Kiddush in Shul, you didn't eat there, you're not eating. Okay? So says the Rashbam, like we're going to explain the reason later, which we've just seen, which is Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, because Shmuel holds that Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. What does that mean? What's the makor for this? Tiksiv, the Karasa Shabbos Oyne. The pasuk says that you should call Shabbos and you call Shabbos an Oyne, and the drasha is B'Makom She'ata Koyel Shabbos. In the place where you call Shabbos, Kloima says the Rashbam, Kloima Kriya the Kiddush, the place where you're calling Shabbos, meaning announcing, declaring, right, the better word, thank you, declaring that a Shabbos, which is Kiddush, Sham Tehe Oinik, that's where you should have your Oinik, which is a Suda. Okay? Umidrashu, and that's a Joshua. Okay? So the first chapter of the Rashbam is, it's a Joshua, it's coming from the Pasuk. Okay? It's my colleague is showing him whether it's the rice or it's only a smachta. Okay, not such an argument for us at the moment. Okay, so again, the first part is it says the karas of the Shabbos oinik, the makom she'ata koyer the Shabbos, koyer kriya the kiddush, champei oinik. In the place where you do your declaration of Shabbos, which is kiddush, that is where you should have an oinik. Okay, that's the first part. Inami says the Rashbam, svarahi. It's a svarah. Me the ikba kiddush alayayin. Since Chazal will convey a Kiddush on wine, Minatzaria, all you have to do is say some words of Kiddush. Okay? You have to just Kaddish. Yeah, you don't have to do it on wine. Chazal will convey it on wine. Kiddetani lekaman, Tachwe alayayin, you should be master if you should mention it on wine. So therefore, there's a Rashbam Nesvara, Mistama alayayin shevashah suda hukva. Why the Choshev? Since Chazal said you have to do it on wine, so we stumble that Chazal would do it on a wine which is a choshev wine. When's the wine will choshev? When you're having a suda. Okay? So on that, so the Rashi was saying that there's a spara. Yeah, that you have to do it on wine, we stumble that you're doing it on a choshev wine. The choshev wine is at the time of a suda. Okay? So we've got two pshatim in the Rashi, either it's based on the posit or it's a spara. Okay? Fine. Next Rashbam says, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. The imkiddush v'lo yistad v'oyst amakom lo yatsa yedei kiddush. Shmuel says, if you make kiddush and you didn't have a suda in that place, you're not yotzei kiddush. Okay, fine. Everyone got it? So far, so good. Okay, we're going to carry on a little bit.
It is also why few people know that after kiddush you need to rush to wash.
Okay, right, Okay, Sava Mine, he thought from him, I don't know who the he was, they understood that their small held, Hani Mini Mi Bais the Bais. Above Makam Ramakam, Machad Beza, Loi. So, small held was Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. Now, what exactly defines the mahram? Yeah, is it the same room? Is it from one maybe one room to another room is okay? Maybe when he said enters the mahram too, don't go to a different house. Yeah, they're in the same house, a different room in the house. Maybe that's okay. So these, whoever this was, he thought that when Kiddush, that when Shmuel said enters the mahram too, he meant yeah, to go to a different house, that's a problem. But in the same house, from we're going to say, let's say from the ground floor to the second floor, that's okay. That's all. That's really one mahram. It's all a house. It's all the same mahram. Not after the same room. Or same room. Let's call it right.
When you want reservation, and I have no knowledge about it, and all everything was written like that, practically there was not two stories cut.
Yes, some of it was Aliyah. It's never Aliyah. It's not even Aliyah.
The roof of that.
Right. But it was like an attic. It was a. Yeah. So he thought that. When Shmuel said enkeish on makom sura, that is that the pot was only from mibayis to bias, from one bias to another. But mimakom to makom, from one place in a house to another place in a house, that was okay. That's what he assumed. Yeah. Okay. Fine.
They use the word bias in the root.
Oh, very good, very good. Okay. I think we'll get to that maybe sometime. Okay. Very good. Okay. Okay. We're going to see. Yeah. We'll see it in Tosis. Then he assumed that Shmuel didn't hold that there was a father. That's still considered to be kiddush b'makom sura. Amalahu Rav Anan bar Tachlifa. Rav Anan bar Tachlifa said to them, Zimnim tagiim hava keimna kamei de Shmuel. There were many times when I was in front of Shmuel. V'nachis me'ikrel ara. He went from the roof to the floor. He was making kiddush on the roof, and then he went down to the floor. V'hadam akadish, and he would make kiddush again. So you see that, and that's considered to be one house. That's one big house, right?
The roof outside.
No, it seems to be. I'm not sure if it was outside.
And that's because why he did it again.
No, you see that from one room to another. It's not considered to be one makom. When Shmuel said enter this makom sura, the assumption was that he meant as long as it's in one house, that's okay. From one room to another, that's not considered to be a shilo makom. On that we think the gross people right now, no, it's not true.
This is what we were for in our city.
Yeah,
the roof is enough.
Yeah, right. The roof, even another roof is not. Is
your roof is not fine.
Yeah. Okay. There's one understands to be another room also. Right. Okay.
Roof.
A whole a room.
Roof.
You're right. Roof. Yeah.
I missed. Yeah. So there's roof.
Yeah. But possibly, I'm assuming that the roof was covered. Even not, it could still be.
Okay.
But what it does mean is one room to another. Okay, one room to another is not to be considered to be one makom. Okay, that's the process of what we're saying over here.
So right now we have problem with Shmuel, huge problem.
Why?
Because even old time,
yeah,
when Orson was there,
yeah,
it's very seldom who led them to eat.
Ah, place that did that. Excellent. You have to hold on. We'll get to it back to it. Very good. Okay. Yeah. Mr. Yomik, I think you have to write down with your side to remind me as we're getting on. Very good. Okay. So we're saying that Shmuel, when he made kiddush on the roof and then he went down, even though it's the same house, he made kiddush again. So you see, kiddush b'makom sura means the pasuk means the same roof. They're actually the same roof. Okay. Let's keep going. For Aprahuna, yeah, we've got the place. We're about 10 lines down. The first one line is the Ara. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Maybe more than 10. Yeah, everyone got it?
Yeah.
You got it? Okay. For Aprahuna, Sada, in Kiddush, Elab Makum Suda. Aprahuna also holds that you only use the Kiddush if it's Makum Suda. What's the riot for that? For Aprahuna, Kaddish, he made Kiddush, with Aprahuna, Sharaga, and the light where he made kiddush, it went out. Okay, it was dark, so he couldn't eat there. For either day, the man the bay the nana the rabba vere, and he took his food to the it was like the chassan house of his son rabba. Tavash, huh? Yeah, okay. the Tavash Sharga, there was a flame there, there was a light there. The kaddish. And he made Pakadis and he made Kiddushin. But Tamid and he ate some and then he ate some and he had something to eat there. So Alma, so the fact that he made Kiddush again, yeah. Alma, and this is clearly a different bias, yeah. I think Alma Kazav ain't Kiddush and Makom Suda. Okay, so you see that he also holds ain't Kiddush Makom Suda. Just one a couple more lines, I think. For Ach Rava Sava ain't Kiddush and Makom Suda, and Rava also holds ain't Kiddush and Makom Suda. Now my bias, Yabina Beimar, when I was at Rava's place. He had a Mekadesh, when he would be Mekadesh, he would make Kiddush. Amadan, he would say to us, Ti'im imidi, make Kiddush. Why? Dilma, add as Lishu Lush Biza. Apparently they'll be there for a while. Because maybe in the meantime, before you get to where the place where you're staying, it's Akka Lechu Sharga, the lights are going to go off there, the flames will go out. For Loi Mekadesh Lechu, the base Achila, you will not be making Kiddush in the place where you're going to eat. But Kiddush the Hacha, and the Kiddush over here, because you're not eating here, no enough Easter, and Kiddush Elam Makom Suda, because no Kiddush Elam Makom Suda. So we've got a few Amorai who seem to hold, ain't Kiddush Elam Makom Suda. Okay? Yeah, so we're also on my fine line here, but we're going to say it doesn't make a difference.
One question,
you shut me down immediately, but I don't know
why. Yeah. Usually,
yeah.
We know
is
that when
Rav argues
with
Shmuel, yeah. Maman, we pass, can
like Shmuel.
Your mama's on fire today. You're on fire with Shmuel. We're going to see Tosin very soon. And then you're saying, let me just explain what discussion is. Okay? We know we've got, often we have to find Gemara is full of authorities of Rav and Shmuel. Okay, so when it comes to Mamun, we pass the knife?
Shmuel.
Very good. Pass the knife. When it comes to Isra, we pass the knife?
Right.
So we should pass the knife rather than here. It's not Mamun.
I can't probably say
that.
That's why
we're right. Okay, so we should pass the knife rather, in which case we should hold, yes, Kiddush from Makom Suda. Sorry. What? We should hold? As long as you make Kiddush, you should be good.
Suda doesn't mean
exactly. You should be good. Okay, so you have to hold your side up for Mr. Goffin. I thought we'd get into that. I'm not convinced we will. Okay? Let's just see any the Rashbam should to catch up with. Let me just see 1 second. Yeah. Okay. So remember we said that they thought when Shmuel said ain't Kiddush and Makom Suda, they thought that meant as long as in the same house. But from one cheder, so another cheder was okay. Says the Rashbam Hani Mili, yes, hey man. The Hani Mili the ain't Kiddush and Makom Suda, and only buys the bias. That's only when you're going from one house to another. But the Makom and Makom he buys La'aliyah, from going from the house to La'aliyah, ain't so much last of the Kaddish. So you don't have to go back into the Kiddush. That's what they thought. It was proved not like that. Because we had the case when he went from the roof down and made Kiddush again. So you see, within one house, it's not present. Yeah. So it must be something happened. The Pasha, something must have happened there. Yeah, it's a good time you're asking. No, you're right. Yeah, the second case you're right. It was a good excuse. It must be, presumably something happened. Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Very short. I need. Even when you in one house, yeah. You decide what means another room. Because it depends on construction. I just fantasized. One time it's another room, it's another house.
Yeah, I hear
that. That's the case. Maybe the door has to be open. Maybe I can see something.
You're on fire today. Yeah, we're going to discuss a lot of those points. Very good, very good. Okay. Let's just try to finish the last ones before we... before we run out of time, it's after the Shaga, right? Okay, he said the fire went out, Nafara Ner, the Ner fell down, but Kava Kodim Shachar, and it's what he finished before he managed to eat. Okay, he's probably skipped most of these. Okay, fine. Okay, let's go. Okay, we're going to have time to do this thesis now, are we?
Maybe
we shouldn't rush. Yeah, no, I don't want to rush it. Okay, so let's just go over, we'll go to thesis on the second page. There's a few that are also going to get.
Just started to
learn. Okay, so, can you see that one? Okay, well, let's see the third thesis over here. To ask for the start of the gun of the Vekishta. We have to wait for that one. We need something on this one. Okay, the fourth closest. Okay, so they thought that from one room to another room within one house, that was okay. That's still considered to be one makom. Yeah, perish. From one room to the house, which seems to imply that you're saying that a bias can also mean a room. Yeah? You go from one room to a different room, or you go from the bias dalia, come on, ikra ara, or you go from the roof to the ground. Okay? There.
Maybe bias means bedroom.
Maybe. Could be, actually, I was thinking maybe the living room. Yeah. Okay. Aval, okay, aval mipina napina, from one corner to another corner. You make kiddush in that corner over there, and then you go eat in the other corner down there. Yeah? Is that called one makom? Or maybe that's also a different place. That's not where I make kiddush. Yeah? So said Tosfos. Okay, right. So said Tosfos, aval mipina napina, yesh kiddush. From one corner to another corner in the same room, that is considered to be the same room.
Wow, it doesn't matter completely.
Doesn't make, according to Joseph, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, we're going to see. There is a shita that says not like that.
I think
you
can't see.
Yeah, we're going to get there.
The other side, it's also.
Yeah, it was in the same room. Yeah, okay. Aval mipina pina yesh kiddush ki heichi de lois chashu shinamakom v'samav. Just like by his brachas, from one corner of a room to another corner of a room, it is not considered to be a different makom. So too by kiddush. So you seem to say that the two go hand in hand. What's next up?
One corner to another. It's
the same room. The same room.
And why have we not two different?
Well, we're going to see. There's a shita that does say that.
Okay.
Fine. But a kaman gami shinamakom. Okay. We haven't seen this more. There's more later. We're talking about shinamakom lekabe brachas. There it says the kaman goes shana only bias the bias. There it says that shinamakom is a problem from one house to another. But according to what Joseph just said now, yeah. That's not true. Because even from one room to another room is also a problem, according to the way Tosfos just set things up.
Right?
Right? So there, he says,
Just a minute. You can't define bias two different ways in the same Tosfos.
No, you're saying different Gemaras, you're right. The our Gemara over here, which you're talking about after Kiddush, this Gemara over here, the Amori here was speaking here, he referred to bias as you're right, it's a different Gemara, but you're right. It's a big laugh that he's making. And
what Tosfos said is the room from room problem.
Tosfos told us here that Tosfos is working with that there's no difference between Hilchos Brachos and Hilchos Kiddush Makom Suda. What's defined as a Shino Makom for one is a Shino Makom for the other. Okay? Yeah? Yeah, the same place for one is considered the same place for another. Since Tosfos told us that by Kiddush Makom Suda, from one room to a different room is called a Shino Makom by Kiddush Makom Suda.
It's changed, Mark.
It's a change Makom, it's not good enough. If I make Kiddush in this room, I can't go eat my Suda there. Yeah? Okay? And the same thing is going to be true by Hilchos Brachos. If I eat an apple over here, I wouldn't be able to eat an apple over there. It's a new bracha. Okay? But says Tosfos, that's not so possible, because the Lashon of the Gemara over there by brachas was mashma going from one house to another house. Mashma that if you go from one room to another room, that would be okay. I wouldn't need a new bracha. Okay? So it says that was a lapdafka. Okay? From Mihu, Shema Koimus Bechad Bayez, Karilei Bayez to Bayez. There, in that case, the Gemara just called two different places in the same house, it's called Mibayat Tobias. Yeah, so that's how Tosfos gets out of that. So basically, that's after that Gemara. That Mibayat Tobias doesn't really mean from one house to another, it means from one room to another room. Okay? But, there's a big series over here. Umihu, Yeish Soivrim, I think, Yeish Sorim, the Garse Hacha, Mipina Lapina. There are some who say that Jose Havamina was, they thought that when Shmuel said it, He said you have to be in the same place, that means, but if you go from one room to one corner to another corner, that's okay. That's not called a different place. That's the same place. On that, the Gemara's Mechadesh, no, that's not true. That's not true. You cannot, if you make Kiddush in the one corner, you cannot go have your suit in the other corner. If you go have your suit in the other corner, you need to make Kiddush again. Yes, that's what it says. There are some who have a gear like that. Okay, there is a Shikin Rishonim who does more like that. Okay, we're going to see. That is much doesn't make a difference.
Yes, of course.
Very good.